It wasn't quite 13 years ago that we gathered in the huge backyard of Peter and Eleanor's home for a wedding. Less than 13 years. A short time, really. Everything within us cries out that this time frame was way too short. Eleanor and Peter, as Shannon mentioned, chose 1 Corinthians 13 as their wedding text, as did Eleanor's two sisters for their weddings. And the text makes so much sense for a wedding, but for a funeral? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It doesn't insist on its own way. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And then Paul says, love never ends. And there you have it. Love never ends. Even the death of a loved one does not end love. Love and loving never end. 13 years ago, at that other event, we talked about growing an intimate marriage relationship, an intimacy that would grow out of sharing both joy and pain. Yes, joy and pain. That day, of course, the mood was absolutely joyful and celebrative. And today, the mood is pain and loss and grief, tinged even with perhaps a bit of despair. Depth intimacy embraces both joy and pain. Intimacy. Deep connection. Sharing all that life offers. Husband, wife, mother, daughter, father, daughter, sisters, in-laws, friends, community, church, workplace. The gift of who Eleanor was, the joy and optimism that radiated from her, her exuberance for work, for life, for building community. The gift of a daughter, Linda, the incredible gift of intimacy. But intimacy comes at a cost, a huge cost, because the more we love someone, the deeper the loss and grief when that person dies. And this is the paradox of love. When you risk loving someone, you also risk being hurt. Everyone gathered here today, but especially the immediate family, is feeling loss and grief, hurt, a huge feeling of a massive emptiness inside, a testimony to deep loss and to deep love. Is intimacy worth it? If it comes at such cost, and such pain, and such grief? Is love and intimacy worth it then? Yes, and yes, and yes. It is worth everything to have loved someone that much. Remember what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13. Love never ends. Love does not end with death. Our physical relationship with Eleanor has ended. Our love for her hasn't. That love will sustain you in the days ahead. You will remember. Smiles will break through your tears. You will always know what a gift she was to you. You will always know what a privilege it was to have had her in your life. Because love never ends. We believe this is also true of God's love. God's love for Eleanor, now fully embraced within that sphere of God's loving, and God's love for all of us who are grieving Eleanor's death. The other thing that Paul acknowledges, confesses really, is that in his words, now we see in a mirror dimly. That is, we just don't understand everything. Death is still a mystery to us, no matter what faith we profess or don't profess. We don't understand why someone in the prime of life gets cancer and dies. We don't know the shape of our own future here on earth, let alone the shape of our eternity. That mystery will remain. Now we know only in part, admits Paul. But then he says that faith and hope and love abide, will never end, and the greatest of this threesome of faith, hope, and love is love. So may you, Peter and Linda, and the rest of your immediate family, and all of you in the sphere of Elner Circle of energy and love and community, always know how significant it was to have known her. May you know a special embrace of God's love in your grieving. Love never ends. Love and loving never end. Amen.